We're here at the BASF Global Press Conference, and Elmar, I'd like you to introduce yourself for me, please.
I'm Elmar Kreuz. I'm the Global Head of Information Technology for BASF Crop Protection.
Well, we're talking about grower engagement and the future of farm management. One of the things we were talking about is actual services, and you demonstrated a very interesting new technology called a DigiLab.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
DigiLab is our way how to expand the capabilities of a mobile device by adding capabilities like a microscope, 50 times magnified pictures can be taken. And we offer this to farmers in the field. They can take a high-quality picture, standard picture of a disease, have an on-site, on tablet comparison with a library. He can do a self-service to get an idea what the disease can be. But he also can send it back to the back office of BASF experts. And then they have a detailed analysis about the disease and also some ideas what he can do. Back.
So this technology is already being used out in the field?
It's used in Brazil, yes.
And how has it been received by farmers?
It's very, very good received because in the past, they had to go to a central place. It took days to get some ideas back. Now they can do it by themselves. Just to give you an idea, in the past, they had to collect leaves, put in the plastic bag, that have more moisture, more temperature, just to accelerate the process. Yeah. Now they can do it with a microscope by themselves in a shorter day.
You also talked about something in Brazil, like Facebook, that BASF has introduced. Tell us about that.
The Facebook in Brazil for farmers is called Potera. It's basically same functionality as Facebook, but hosted by BASF in a professional way. BASF experts are included. They can reply on blog entries, on form entries. They can also give some advice what to do, have better quality advices than you might get in a public social network. And also we have an innovation platform there. It's an open innovation platform called TopCiencia. So experts, researchers can enter new ideas, submit it to the network, and then at the end of the year there will be an award, and the best idea will be promoted to be developed actually as a product. Yeah.
And this also connects farmers to farmers as well?
Of course, yeah. Yes. That's the main intention. So the communities are not restricted only on experts, but farmers to farmers. They can compete, they can share experience, and they can also talk about what they would like to do next year.
Well, I'm sure farmers in the U.S. would look forward to seeing those two innovations here in our country as well. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm Cindy Zimmerman.